battle for the Lord and rise. Keep on the firing line. If you win, my brother, surely you must fight. Keep on the firing line. There are many dangers that we all must face. If we die,
man, we sure got a good message on staying on that firing line last night, didn't we? Perseverance, appreciate the word last night. We've got several prayer requests. You can be seated. We'll just read these, and I'm going to ask Brother Daniel Nunley, if he don't mind, to come pray over the requests this morning. Also some testimonies to share, so thankful for that. Sister Angie Brown called, asked us to pray for her husband Cliff. He fell, broke his arm, and tore muscles in his shoulder. Has to have surgery, so we'll certainly remember that. Please pray for Brother Sam Clark, sick, unable to be in church this morning. Brother Kevin Keith, Brother Mark Keith, having surgery for diverticulitis, white cell counts severely high, so let's certainly remember him this morning. Sister Brenda Jones asked that we pray for her grandson Logan on the way to church. He got sick. She's had to stop twice for him. Thinks they're going to have to go back home. Just ask the Lord to look after that young man this morning. Thanking God for his healing power and presence and refilling after receiving prayer last night from Sister Anna, so thank the Lord for that. Sister Donna Pistole wants to thank the Lord for our church, that we have the real Word of God, and I have thank the Lord for my brothers and sisters. Also, I love you all very much. May God bless you always, so appreciate her as well. I think that's it for the request. We can stand this morning. Let's just join with Brother Daniel.
Good to be back in church today. Amen. Brother Darrell preaching on perseverance. I couldn't help but think, well, he said last night, you know, you read something in the Bible many times, and somebody else bring it out different, you think, how come I never got it like that? But he was talking about the little woman with the issue of blood, in which she said, if I but can touch the hem of his garment. It wasn't Jesus that said that. It was her. If I but can touch the hem of his garment, if we but can touch the hem of his garment today, whatever we ask, he said, he'll give it to us. Faith believing. Let's pray for these needs today. Heavenly Father, thank you once again to be in this house today. Thank you, God, because we know that we could be many places. But God, you saw fit to bring us out to your house to worship you. Heavenly Father, we're just so thankful for you. Today now, God, we bring our petitions, our requests before your throne. Everyone that was spoke here today, I pray in the name of Jesus that you move for them, that you heal, save, deliver, set free. Whatever the condition may be, God, I pray that your spirit will take control of it. And God, we pray right now that you'll move in this service. Anoint the service and the servant, God. Give them the words that you have them say. And God, for our pastor, Brother Donnie, pray that you'll be with him and his family during this time, Lord Jesus. Give him rest for his body. Help him, I pray, Lord Jesus. Move now for us. God, we pray for those over the internet, wherever they may be. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you'll move to heal and deliver them also. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Brother Daniel. You can be seated this morning. See, I'd rather have Jesus. Let's sing I'd Rather Have Jesus this morning. Oops, I just found a note. Prayer request. I'll give this one to Brother Darrell to pray over. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today. Amen. Let's sing that together this morning. And you know if you mean that from your heart. Let's just sing that to him. Let that be our prayer, that our life would reflect that we would rather have Jesus than everything. I'm sorry for all the times that I may put other things in front of that in my life. Priorities get out of place. But from my heart this morning, I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords. I believe you feel the same way this morning. Let's just worship him as we sing this together. Well, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. Rather have Jesus than houses or land. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king. Have Jesus than men's applause. I'd rather be faithful to his dear cause. I'd rather have Jesus than worldwide fame. I'd rather be true.
is holy name.
You want to be true to Him this morning?
To be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather have Jesus than anything this world affords today.
Let's sing that chorus to Him one more time.
Than to be a king of a vast domain, or be held in sin's dread sway. I'd rather
brothers would like to come this morning, lift the tithes and offering for us. We got just a few announcements. Let's sing So You Would Know in F. There was a lady's ring found. They made this announcement last night, but no one's came to pick that up. A lady's ring was found, and also keys to a GM vehicle. So they have those over in the library. Also, they asked that you check the coat rack to see if you have a coat there. Coats have been there several months, so please just take a look as you go out this morning and see if you have anything there. And then there's a teen young adult Bible study Monday, 6 to 8 p.m. in the fellowship hall. Supper is provided, so you guys are off the hook. Preteen meeting coming up in February, so let's just remember that. And let's sing how many times, how must I prove how much I love you? Has he done that over and over in your life? Let's just sing that, and then I think Sister Horniak here. Sister Horniak, if you want to come, be getting ready to sing after that.
Well, how many times must I prove how much I love you? And how many ways must my love for you I show? All around you, and how many nights must I wipe your tears away, and how many storms must I bring you safely through so you would know just how much I love you. Journey, didn't my
Rebecca this morning.
The crowd was great, but she knew she had to reach him, for he was her last hope of ever being healed. So she
thought I was worth saving. F. Let's stand as Brother Daryl gets ready to come and bring the word to us this morning. Sure enjoyed the perseverance message last night. Brother Daryl's just such a special person. And there's, to my age group especially, us just barely a little above young people now. But there's a lot of faces out here. You know, if we're God's, we're going to come to God at some point in our lives. But, you know, I think because of Brother Daryl's efforts, a lot of us did that before a lot of scars and a lot of things. We could have been involved in all kinds of things that we were spared from because he was relentless. They have Brother West now. I'm thankful for that, and the people that helped the young people. But in our time, it was Brother Darrell. He just totally gave himself every weekend, every evening, just about. He had something for us, and making sure that we were exposed to opportunities to give our hearts to the Lord. And some of us really needed to in a big way. Wayne Phillips was really bad. But I'm so thankful for men of God. And now Brother Darrell does that for people all over the country, gives of himself, does it through a lot of pain, still having pain this morning. Let's pray for him as he comes, and let's just worship God, create an atmosphere, make his job easy when he comes out here this morning, okay? Aren't you glad he thought you were worth saving? Let's sing to the Lord this morning. Let's worship him as our brother comes. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, you came to change my life. You thought I was worth keeping, so you cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving, so you came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping, you thought I was to die for, so you sacrificed your life, so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could tell everyone I know. You thought I was worth saving. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You still remember that day? He lifted the chain off of you. I'll never forget it. An old building down in Jonesboro, Tennessee, an old antique store. Down there by myself. I felt pretty rough. I had a rough night. And I was down there and my daddy was with me and something just come over me. I said, you know, Dad, I believe I'll go to church tonight. He liked to fainted. He said, well, I'll just go with you. So he said, I'm going to go home and get ready. And I said, I'll come on in a minute, I'll lock up. And so he left, I was there by myself, and all at once, I felt him come in the room. I knew it was him because I felt him when I was a boy. And I got to crying. And I thought, I got to get out of here. And I run around, turn the light off, and run around, turn that same light back on. I thought, what am I doing? I was losing my mind. Thank God. And I got to the door, and just as I got ready to leave, there's a voice spoke to me, surreal. Amen. Said, you go out that door, I'll never call you again. And right there I knelt, gave my heart to the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. He set me free. Amen. Hallelujah. It was December the 21st, 1981. Amen. I just had a birthday. Hallelujah. Amen. May the Lord bless you this morning. Do you love him? Yes. Isn't he good? Oh, we can just take the rest of the service and let everybody tell what the Lord did for him. He's been so good to us. Amen. If you have your Bibles this morning, turn with us to the book of 2 Kings. We're going to read from 2 Kings chapter 5, starting at verse 1. And we greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus. We count it such an honor to stand before you this morning. And I was talking to Brother Louis the other day, and so I said, Brother Louis, I remember when I was just a boy, and back in before the message ever broke here, we was like an independent Pentecostal, and we
So I can't remember exactly what happened, but I remember they cut your tie off one Sunday morning. And he said, yeah, it was over in attendance. And, you know, you just get to thinking about where the Lord's brought us from and what a privilege it is to still be serving with people that you served with when you were a little boy and sitting on the pew. And what a time it's going to be when we all gather over at Daddy's house. Amen. Praise the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1. Do you love him this morning? Amen. Appreciate the Lord ministering to us last night and the testimonies and the text that we got. And so we're just so grateful that the Lord was kind to you. Bible says this. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria. He was a great man with his master and honorable. Because by him the Lord had given deliverance unto Syria. He was also a mighty man in valor. But he was a leopard. And the Syrians had gone out by companies and brought away the captive out of the land of Israel. A little maid. And she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, I would God my Lord were with the prophet that is in Samaria. For he would recover him of his leprosy. And one went in and told his Lord, saying, thus and thus said the maid that is of the land of Israel. Amen. Let's bow our heads. I want to speak to you this morning on living under the atmosphere of the supernatural. Heavenly Father, Lord, we are so grateful this morning for what we feel in our hearts, Lord. Realizing that there is no drug or alcohol that man could produce, Lord, that would give that feeling we feel in our hearts this morning. It's the love of God. And how we're grateful, Lord, as Brother Joel said, that we are your children. And Lord, you said you would not lose a one of us. For all that my Father hath given me will come. Lord, what a privilege it is. In a land when people have lost their ability to hear. For you said in the last days there would be a famine in the land. Lord, it's not that it's because we have a lack of word, but it's because of the people has lost the ability to hear. But we are so grateful this morning, Lord, that we can still hear your word. Amen. And Lord, that it pulsates in our hearts. And Lord, I pray today, may you come, Lord, once again and break the bread of life to us, Lord. For the children are hungry, Lord. And we've come to sit at your table today to be fed. Oh Lord, may we go forth in this new year with greater ambition and desire to serve you, Lord. To be a witness of the resurrecting power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord, we pray for our sick today and those, Lord, who tried to come and the enemy turned them back. Lord, may your spirit move for them right now, Lord. And touch their bodies, Lord, we pray. And Father, you see this prayer request of my brother needing a job, Lord. God, we know that you're mindful of these things in our life. And may you bless him, Lord, with that which he has need of, we pray. Amen. And Lord, we commit these things, this service this morning, into your hands for your glory. For we ask these things in Jesus' name. And the bride says, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated this morning. Living under the atmosphere of the supernatural. What a place to live. Amen. Amen. Now in our little Bible story here this morning, of course, You know, we've just read a portion of the story, but we find in this part of the scriptures this morning of it read about a little girl. Now, you know, the Bible is full of great mighty acts of how God did great things by the hands of his prophets. And we read in the Bible of great men and read about their lives, how that Joshua called the sun to stand still and Moses split the Red Sea and led 2 million out of bondage. And Samson took and killed 1,000 Philistines with an old dried up jawbone. But here in this Bible story we read this morning, this is not a prophet. This is not a warrior. This is not a multitude. It's just a little girl. And the Bible doesn't even give her name. But to me, it inspires me because it shows me I don't have to be a great somebody for God to use. You see, she represents anyone who will allow God to use them. You don't have to have a certain family name. You don't have to be a certain age or a certain gender or a certain race for God to use you. And the prophet said that one thing I think that hurts the Pentecostal move and other moves, if somebody trying to be something that they're not. They're trying to impersonate someone else. You can't do that, he said. You've just got to be what you are. That's all. And when you do that, God will use you in just what you are. Do you believe that this morning? You're just as important as anybody else. God can use anybody that will yield themselves to him. Amen. If you could completely yield yourself to God, your body, God will use your body. If you yield your mind, God will use your mind, the prophet said. He'll use your heart. Whatever it is, God will use what you give him to use. You see, the prophet said he's seeking to find somebody that can yield like that. You see, God don't need something big. God just needs something yielded. Man, that'd be good on a coffee cup right there. Amen. God don't need some great somebody. He just needs somebody that'll say, Lord, if you can use me, here I am. Amen. What does it show us? It shows us that little is much if God's in it. You see, with him, we can do all things. Without him, we can do nothing. So let's look just for a few minutes this morning and just draw some interesting points out of this story as I was reading it. Now the Syrians had went down into the land of Israel and had taken captive this little girl. And the Syrians, they had made a slave out of her. And she was sent to be a servant in the house of Naaman. Now was that fair? No, it wasn't. Taken from her family, taken from her home, put in a strange land with strange people, and made to be a servant. But you see, the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. Amen. 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 Sometimes what we see as something being bad for us or being bad to us, it's exactly what God is using to lead us to a victory. Amen. Amen. Sometimes when things don't go your way, don't give up. Don't get discouraged. Just look at a broader picture and say, maybe God is using this to bring me closer to him. Sometimes what we see as being bad things is exactly what God is using to lead us to a victory. Look at like during World War II, we would have never understood that if God hadn't sent a prophet. In World War II, when Hitler and Eichmann and them killed 6 million Jews. Women, men, children, babies, they gassed them, burned them, shot them, put them into concentration camps. What a horrible thing to do to those people. And the prophet says this, Heavenly Father, we by faith look towards the future. I'm looking now by faith towards coming something, Lord, upon the earth that's going to draw thy people together. When we see the denominational church is so pinning down and getting so different, it's really pushing the people out. As it was in Egypt and Pharaoh rising who knew not Joseph. As it was in Germany and up into Russia and Italy, the people raised up Hitler, Stalin, Mussolini, who hated the Jews. They had to go back to their homeland. God, you've always got a way of doing things that we don't understand. Just because we don't understand it doesn't mean it's bad for us. Amen. You have a way of doing things that we don't understand. And you press them. No home in Germany. No home. Everything taken away from them. In Italy and in Russia. No place to go. And they were sent back to their homeland just to fulfill the word. Amen. Oh, the loving hand of Jehovah. Sometimes it looks so cruel the way that people suffer. But it's the tender hand of Jehovah leading his little children. We thank you, Lord. The tender hand of Jehovah. Oh, God. Amen. You see, things don't happen to a believer. Things happen for a believer. Amen. Things that God allows to come into our life is not done to destroy us, but to make us stronger, to make us better Christians, to make us grow up. I remember when Jessica, my firstborn, when she was born, I held her right here in my arms. I wanted to keep her there forever. Because I could take care of her, Brother Terry. Right there, I knew exactly where she was at. She was in my arms. That's where I wanted her to stay forever. But after 6 months of baby puking diapers, I was ready for that youngin' to walk. And that's the way it is with God. God don't want to just pack us up in his arm, a little baby. He wants us to grow up. He wants us where we can sit down and talk over daddy's business with him. How do we mature? By the things we suffer. It makes us stronger, better, more alert. Amen. 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 And so it was with this little girl. God was guiding her because she was one of his. And she was packing with her the inspiration of her father. Now, did she have a right to be upset? She probably did. She'd been taken from her homeland, a prisoner against her will, a slave. Her youth had been stolen from her, made to work as a servant. Yeah. What kind of attitude would you have if that happened to you? Just think about it. Put yourself in her shoes just for a minute. But notice how she reacted to it. When it was known that Naaman was a leper, she didn't do a happy dance. Oh, it serves you right, buddy. Back to you, yeah. That's not my anointed. She never did any of that. In fact, the prophet of God said she loved Naaman and his wife. And when it was found out that he had leprosy, watch her attitude. You see, attitude is so important. You'll find life is 10% of what happens to you and 90% how you react to that. And even though she found herself in a bad situation, she never let it control her. She controlled it. Like the prophet told the story about the slave that everybody wanted to buy. He said, he's not for sale. They said, you feed him different? Nope. You treat him different? Nope. You got him one of those Sealy Posturepedic mattresses? Nope. Well, what makes him so different? He's always cheerful. He's always encouraging everybody else. He said, I wondered that myself until one day I found out over in his homeland. His daddy is the king. Oh, hallelujah. And even though he's away from his homeland, alienated from his people, yet he conducts himself as royalty. He done that with never a hope of ever going back home. If he could do that with no hope of going back home, what can you and I do this morning when we've got a promise we're going back home? He didn't walk around with a royal robe. If he had a royal robe, they stole it from him. It wasn't his ring. Look here, boys. You see that right there? That wasn't what made him royalty. It wasn't a ring that made him royalty. It wasn't a robe that made him royalty. What made this man royalty? It was the bloodline. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen! It's the bloodline. Hey, glory to God. I feel religious. That little girl being raised and brought up under the influence over in Israel. Yet an alien. She conducted herself as a daughter of God. And that's the way we should do at all times, is conduct ourselves, no matter how we find, what position we find ourselves in. Conduct ourselves as believers, ready at all time to give an answer for the hope that lieth within us. The prophet said, you see somebody in need, they go help them. That's what followers of Jesus do. It's what they do. You see somebody in need, they help them. Need somebody need groceries, they buy it for them. Amen. It's what followers of Jesus do. They're always kind. They're always kind. They're always kind. Tenderhearted. Showing compassion. Doing things for somebody. That's what the followers of Jesus do. It's more than just talk. It's a walk. Amen. Bible said, be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Has he forgiven us? Yes. Did we do things wrong? Yes. But he forgave us. Did we do it again? Oh, put up your angel wings. You know you did. Did you go and ask forgiveness again? Yes, you did. Did he forgive you again? Yes, he did. He's long-suffering. Amen, somebody. But somebody does one thing to us, we want to write them off forever. But forgive them the way you are forgiven. Amen. Well, I don't know who that's for, but that's good. Maybe it's for me. Amen. Hallelujah. Love one another. Be kind-hearted towards one another. You see somebody in need, go help. That's what the followers of Jesus do. And that's what this little girl, that's the type of person she was. For she said to her mistress, I would to God my Lord Naaman was over in my country. For we have a prophet over there. And he can heal him of his leprosy. What words? What words of faith from a little girl? The prophet said, how God used that child. How did she know that? She was living under the influence of the supernatural. Packing the inspiration of God. The prophet said that child under inspiration was led to say those words. Sometimes you say things you don't even know why you said them. Oh, I remember one time we was down in Arizona. We had a big prayer line. And this guy come through. He come walking up me. I think Brother David was with me in that meeting. Brother David Seiler. And we was standing our shoulder to shoulder, passing through a prayer line, people. And this man come up. And just as he walked up, I said, buddy, you're wanting the salvation of your children. He said, that's what I'm here for. I said, just go believe and God will give them to you. We got back to the room. David said, how'd you know that? I said, I don't know how I knew that. But when that man stepped up there, I knew that's exactly the desire of his heart. Sometimes we say things that we don't even say, but what is it? Under the inspiration of the Almighty God to speak God's mind. Amen. I saw the brother just back in February down in Arizona. Every one of his children serving the Lord now. Oh, hallelujah. Under the inspiration of the supernatural of God. Amen. How many lepers was in the days of Naaman? But there's only one that was sent to Elisha. Just one leper was healed in all the days of Elisha. One leper. Guess who it was? Naaman. Burbank said there's no evidence that anyone had ever been healed of leprosy in the days of Elisha. And he said, we don't know of Elisha ever healing anyone else. Maybe no one else, no matter how many he prayed for. all the lepers in that day, there was one healed. It was because that man had come under the inspiration of the words spoke by a little maid who was under the inspiration of the supernatural. Where did it come from, friends? Where did that inspiration come from? She said, I would to God my Lord was over in my country, for in my country we have a prophet. Let them laugh at us. Let them make fun of us. But I say to the world this morning, God has sent me a prophet. Hallelujah. Over in my country, we have a prophet, old friends. Let that be said of us. Let us come to that kind of a church. Let us have that kind of a testimony. At our church, we believe. I would to God you could come to our church. For at our church, we believe in the supernatural. Oh, if they could say that about our church today. I would to God you could come under the influence of the influence I live under at my church. That my church lives under. For we believe that God's a healer. We believe that God's a savior. We believe that God gives the Holy Spirit. We believe that God casts out devils. We believe God raises the dead. That's the kind of atmosphere our church believes God. Here a few years ago, two men out there in the lobby trying to argue over divine healing. I don't want to hear their argument. If they don't believe in it, that's fine. But I do believe in it. I ain't going to argue with them. Nonsense. You don't believe in a healer? I'd rather believe God than believe doctors. Amen. I worked with doctors for years. They bury their mistakes. Well, think about it. I've seen them make a lot of mistakes. I have. Sure have. Amen. I still go to them. I do. But they're human just like me. But when they say they can do no more for me, I know someone who can. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, would to God. Would to God. You come to our church. Let's have that kind of testimony. When we meet people who I'm having a hard time, you need to come to my church. Well, I tell you what, my kids are going, you need to come to my church. Well, the doctor said it's the worst. You need to come to my church. At my church, we believe God can do the impossible. Amen. I believe our God is awesome in this place. Amen. Over in my country, we have a prophet, she said. Over in my country, we have a prophet. Moses had a judgment rod. Samson had a jawbone. Noah had a slingshot. Excuse me. Not Noah, David. Hey, thank you, buddy. See, Noah had a hammer, wasn't he? David had a slingshot. Well, I didn't miss it by much. Let me rewind that. Amen. Is that right? Moses had a judgment rod. Samson had a jawbone. Noah had a hammer. David had a slingshot. But what has God given us? The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. The name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. At the name of Jesus, dead babies leap in their mother's womb. At the name of Jesus, blinded eyes are open. At the name of Jesus, sugar diabetes is healed. At the name of Jesus, devils is cast out. We pray in his name, preach in his name, live in his name, worship in his name. We're going to heaven in the name of Jesus. It's the family name of God. Amen. Amen. I'm proud to be identified with the name of Jesus. I'm so glad that when Jessica was hurt, I am so glad that I went to this church. What would I have done if I'd been in a church that told me God didn't heal no more? What would I have done if that was for the apostles and that was just in Brother Branham's day? But I went to a church. Listen, I can never thank you. 10,000 tongues, 10,000. I can never thank you for what you've done for my family during that time. You never act like it wasn't bad. You knew it was bad. You never ignored it. You acknowledged it. You knew it was bad. But you created. You created an atmosphere around us. Yes, it's bad. Yes, she's blind. Yes, she can't walk. But we believe our God can do something about it. And you created an atmosphere. That's the kind of church I want to serve in. That's the kind of church I want to raise my family in, where they live under the atmosphere of the supernatural, knowing at any moment God can change the situation. Brother Branham said this right here. He said, I got a phone call just come in a while ago. This morning, a member of my church, which is really a Baptist woman out of Louisville, she died early this morning. And my church at home, a real group of consecrated men, assembled themselves together and went down before the undertaker, embalmed her, and stood over her and prayed until life come back in her. She is living tonight. The elders of my church, why, he says, they've been taught to believe all things are possible when we come to God sincerely. That's the kind of church we want to be. That even when death strikes, it's still not too late. My mama used to tell me, she'd say, Darryl, as long as there's breath, there's hope. And one day I said, Mom, I love you, but listen to me, let me take that a little bit deeper. I serve a God that even when there's no breath, there's still hope. A man been dead 4 days, got up on his feet. Amen. This little girl, she began to testify. Her words began to create an atmosphere. Those that are around Naaman, they begin to believe. They begin to come under the influence of the words of inspiration. Her report introduced the supernatural to those that was around her. Her words produced faith. For as soon as they heard her words, the Bible said, they went to Naaman. They begin to say what she said. So slave girl, she's saying, Naaman, over in her country, there's a prophet who can deliver you. Oh, saints of God. Let us be that kind of Christian, that our words produces positive testimonies. We give people hope in the time of great difficulty. By speaking words of inspiration. Positive words of inspiration. You got cancer, do you? Well, I know a God that heals cancer. Well, your son's in jail. Well, I know a God that can deliver him. Amen. Positive words. Everybody said, it's a strange thing that so much thought of people. They said, well, I'm weak. My faith is not very much. I'm not a very good Christian. That's just what the devil wants you to say. Well, if he wants us to say it, then why would we ever say it? The devil wants us to say that. But God wants you to say, I've got good faith. I serve a living God. My God, see, that's what God wants us to testify. Don't you see the prophet of God said, your body will obey your confession? Oh my, you must never say that. Never let your testimony be negative. Let it be positive all the time. I am saved. I have God in my heart. I believe God with all my heart. Do you believe in divine healing? Yes. Though 1,000 die, though 10,000 die, I still believe my God heals. It's your testimony, your thoughts, everything. Never permit a negative thought to come into your mind if you can help it. When it starts, don't entertain it. Amen. Don't entertain it. You say, I can't help those thoughts from coming. Well, be like the farmer, he says. They said he couldn't stop. He couldn't stop the birds from flying over his place. But he could sure stop them from roosting. He said, so that's a good thing. You can't help the thoughts when they come. You can't help the thoughts when they come. Just don't entertain them. Pass it on. No, sir. Jesus Christ is my Savior. All things are mine by God. I'm going to keep them. I'm going to have them. I'm going to testify of them. Every redemptive blessing belongs to the believer. I'm going to keep them. I'm going to testify of them. I'm going to hold them near to me. That's what my daddy gave me to overcome with. Amen. Just keep believing. Create the atmosphere. Create the atmosphere. Never let doubt come around you. Believe all the time. Don't accompany any doubt at all. No, sir. No matter what the circumstances is, push doubt away. Walk right on through it. Just press on. Walk right on through it. Just refuse it. Yes, sir. Give no grounds at all. No grounds at all. No grounds at all to the devil. It's your property. It's your gate. God said you will possess the gate of your enemy. Amen. Let our words create an atmosphere of supernatural. Let our words mean something. Let our words have a meaning to them. The Bible says, let us consider one another. Provoke unto love and to good works. The prophet said, provoke means to encourage. Encourage one another unto love and good works. If you see a brother in church that's got something against the other brother, don't say something to stir that thing up. But say something that'll bring them together. Provoke one another unto good works. And to love. That's what we must do. That's what we must do. What is that? When a man does that, what is that? It's a man who's living under the atmosphere of the supernatural. Realize it. He's a creator. His words can create atmospheres. You see Naaman at once. When he heard the words, something struck his heart. He at once sent to the king. What was it? Faith. Amen. Faith struck his heart. A man dying of leprosy. But faith struck his heart. A chance to be clean. A chance to be whole. If I can get to where that prophet is. If I can just get to where he is, oh, saints of God. There is a place we can go this morning. The song says, I know a place where we can go to lay our troubles down that's eating on our souls. I know a place, amen, where mercy flows that takes the stains away and makes us white as snow. I know a place where your answers to your questions can be answered, where your fears can be abated, where weariness and oppression can be released. Where is that place? It's in Christ. He wrote a letter to the king. The king wrote a letter to the king of Israel. So surely, something like that over in that land, something that great, surely the king will know what's going on. The prophet of the land, the king would know about it. Surely the higher ups should know about it. It's just a carnal mind right there. Have to be something big for God to do something. Amen. Amen. But you see, the magi's, when they followed that star, pressing on through the desert, the cold of the night, the heat of the day, going through robbers and all the lands and valleys and hills. But when they got out there, they ran up and they said, where is he? Where is he born, King of the Jews? We have seen his star and we've come to worship him. But literally, the kings, they knew nothing about it. He never came to the uppity ups. He came to shepherds. Hallelujah. He came to the simple. He came to the lowly. He came to those who would simply believe the report. Jesus said, I thank thee that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent. Oh, I'll just let that go. That's a good thought right there. Jesus said, I thank thee, Lord, that thou hast hid these things from the wise and prudent and reveal it unto babes such as to learn. No matter how mature God, no matter how mature we get in God, always come as a babe. Baby don't reason, it just believes. Don't try to figure it out. It just believes. I remember Jessica. I know you probably get tired of hearing it, but when she was blind, they told me she couldn't see. I couldn't take that. A little shower there in the room where we stayed, I had a little chair. I used to go in there and I'd cry. I just pour my heart out to God and said, Lord, I don't want my baby to be blind. Amen. I caught inspiration from the scriptures that the prophet taught about blind Bartimaeus and the lamb. And I begin to share that story with her. And I begin to tell her, you'll see me again. God provided a lamb for your eyes. I told her every day, I told her, you will see me again. You will see me again. God provided a lamb for your eyes. And I'll never forget it that day that I said, do you see me? She'd say, no, Daddy, I can't see me. I said, but you will. You will see me again. And I'll never forget the day I said, Jessica, do you see me? And she said these words, not yet, Daddy. I don't see you yet, but I'm going to see you, Daddy, because you told me. Oh, I thought, oh God, I went to that little room, I cried, I thought, God, why can't I believe you like that? Why do we have to reason it out, try to figure it out? Why can't we just believe it? Because Daddy said so. She believed she'd see again because Daddy said so. My daddy said he'd heal me. My daddy said he'd deliver me. My daddy said he'd give me the Holy Ghost. My daddy said he'd put me in the rapture. Why can't we believe what Daddy said? Yes. Amen. Hallelujah. If I get over to that king, I'll find out what's going on. But she never said a word about going to the king. Did she? She said, go to the prophet. She spoke of the prophet. She never said to the king, if you can get to the king. She said, if you can get to the prophet, go to where they're living under the supernatural atmosphere. Listen to me. You need to be with the right people. Listen to me, young people. You need to be with the right people. Amen. If you're living around someone that's pulling you down, you need to change atmospheres. Amen. You need to be with the right people to create the right atmosphere. If you're negative, get around people that's positive. If you're grouchy, please get around somebody that's happy. Get around people that'll not knock you down, but get around people that'll build you up. Amen. We're brothers. We're going together. We're in this thing together. Amen. That's right. Yeah. Get around someone who can create an atmosphere around you by the power of their words. She never saw a case of leprosy healed. There'd never been a case healed in Elisha's day. So how could she say that? Because she knew that that prophet lived under the atmosphere of the supernatural. And she said, if you go over there, I'm telling you right now, something is going to take place. There's someone over there in my country who lives under the atmosphere, who's influenced from the realm of the supernatural. And she knew that people living under that kind of atmosphere, all things are possible.
Amen.
See, when you live under that kind of atmosphere, you can amen whether it's the pastor preaching or not.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I was in a meeting one time. A boy sat behind me on the platform, a preacher. He sat with his head between his legs the whole service. Sat on me the whole service. And the next service, that boy is doing cartwheels. Same message, same word. Come to find out, he was amening that brother because he thought that brother would give him a place to preach. Got no time for that stuff, friends. I ain't got no time for politics in this message. Amen. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm going to make me an amen tape one of these days and just pack it with me. Woo. Oh, I feel at home here. Amen. Living under the inspiration of her homeland, even though she was away from it, she's still influenced by the way she was raised and the things she was taught. And she created such an atmosphere of faith that Naaman was healed of leprosy in a time when no one else was healed. Her words of inspiration created a channel between his leprosy and his healing. It released the healing to a man who had leprosy. Speaking words of inspiration. Amen. Yeah, just a few minutes here. Job says in chapter 32, verse 8, there is a spirit in man, and the inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. The inspiration of the Almighty giveth them understanding. Don't you see, my brother, my sister, how we can understand the seals are open, how we can understand predestination, how can we can see the Godhead, how we understand these things, water baptism, how do we understand these things? Because of the inspiration of the Almighty has made these things known to us. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, all scriptures are given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All scriptures are given by inspiration. You see, the Word of God is the very inspiration of God in print. Man of old, moved by the Holy Ghost, wrote the Bible. They were prophets, and the Word came to them, and they wrote it down under inspiration. And if God wrote the Word through them men as He gave them inspiration, if that same inspiration comes upon us, we will live the words they wrote. And the Bible would not be just the written Word. It would be the spoken Word, because you speak it from your lips under inspiration. Inspiration will give us the interpretation of the Word. God's inspired to speak it. And when we can come under that same inspiration, we receive it. And the Word lives through us. You see, the inspired Word tells us the hours and the events that we can start proclaiming that. When the Word tells us that, and by inspiration we see that, then we can start proclaiming that. Amen. You know, like a rapture and a body change. Yes. And our genetics and our bloodline. When the inspiration starts giving us that. Oh God, are you hearing me this way? When the inspiration starts giving us that, then we can start proclaiming that.
Amen. Yes, sir.
And the Word begins to live. The Word begins to live Like the little boy in the storm, the mama said, honey, Jesus is with you. God will be with you. He said, but mama, I want a godless skin on him. Oh my. Inspiration tells us the hours, the events. It creates an atmosphere where the promises can be fulfilled. Brother Bram says, I say this today. If you believe me to be God's servant, if you believe me to be God's servant, you are now living. You are now living in the day of the restoration of the faith that was once delivered to the saints. You are now living in that day. Living under the power of the latter rain of the Holy Ghost. Church that's raising up today, calling out the great doctrines of divinity and everything out of the denomination. Why don't we cry and come out of here, my people? In the evening time, there shall be light. The Bible said, in that day, the branch of the Lord shall be beautiful. There's no beauty in the vine. The Bible said so. Jesus said, I'm the vine. There's no beauty in the vine. The Bible said there's no beauty that we should desire him. Where does the beauty come from? It's the branches. When the branches bear the leaves and the leaves bear the berries, that's what makes it beautiful. Don't you see why that branch of the Lord is beautiful? It's not barren. It's blooming. It's bearing the fruit, making him the same yesterday, today, and forever. Glory to God, I see that, Lord. Thank you, Lord God. As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be when the Son of Man shall be revealed. You see, the church, the prophet said, getting worldly, like it was in the days of Sodom. You see, the church world all going in to worship the God of this evil age. Is it happening? Sodomy's moved beyond the world. Now it's in the churches.
Yes, sir. I'm preaching. That's right.
Huh? Where did the angels go? To Lot's house. Who did he represent? The denominations. Come on, friends. It's moved into the churches. Now they're ordaining lesbians to preach the gospel. The world has decayed to such a place that the church, and they wonder how the goats got in. You let the bar down. Amen, Brother Dow, preach. Thank you. I believe it will. It's the God's truth, Rich. Amen. It's moved into the churches now, the Sodomite condition. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, the prophet said, I want to give you a warning right here. It says concerning the last days, because of the abounding iniquity, the love of many will wax cold. In the Laodicea, or the last age. Self-love and the love for material things will take the place of the true love of God. Are we living there? Do you know the word for 2012, the international word on both sides of the world? There was one word chosen by Webster to represent the entire world, and that word was selfie. We're living in a day when we have selfie sticks and we take selfies. 10,000 selfies. They even have workshops how to learn to love yourself. You can't make this stuff up. They are people marrying themselves because they can find no one who loves them like they love themselves. Look it up. Come and tell me if I'm wrong. It's happening not just in the United States, around the world. Mary, I saw a picture of it. A woman standing there, had bridesmaids. Married herself. I don't know who gets what in the divorce, but you know, that's different. That's crazy. That's crazy. And if you say something about it, they get upset at you. But that's crazy. But the Bible said it would be that way. And I tell you, under inspiration, it's here. Self-love. And the love for materialistic things will take the place of the true love of God. We need to guard against the power of sin in these last days. So many are getting so hard because they haven't realized the effects of the last day spirit. It's time to draw nigh to God and let Him fill our lives with His love. Not how much you can quote. I've seen people quote it like a machine gun. They ain't got an ounce of love. Come on, somebody. Oh, I've dealt with them, friends. 29 years on the field. I've had them waiting on me on the back door because I didn't say, when I read a quote. Bunch of nonsense. I said it's a bunch of nonsense. Come on, somebody. Listen, I don't care if I don't know half the Bible, can't quote half. Let me have that love. Let me have that compassion, amen, that I can enter into somebody's suffering, that I can touch God's throne and see them help and see them delivered. Amen. Draw nigh to God. Let Him fill our lives with His love, or you'll feel the coldness of this last day church. And reject the truth of God. And reject the truth of God. Amen. Have they done it?
Yes, sir.
Are they doing it?
Yes, sir.
Is it here?
Yes.
Reject the truth of God, which alone is able to help us. I seen a man not long ago who left the message. The things he said about this message, I'd rather have my tongue cut out than to say the things that this man said. And I run into him the other day and I said, "How you doing, buddy?" He said, "I'm living the dream." And I thought, sounds like a nightmare to me. You're divorced. Your kids are drunks. Come on, somebody. That's living the dream. That's not living the dream. I know the man. I know his family that used to sit in church, used to come to services. When I travel into that country, I'd see them there. What did they do? They listened to a bunch of Tommy rot. And they walked away from the truth, which alone is able to help us. Is that where we're at? I tell you, yes, friends, that's where we're at. The prophet said, in that hour, you'll see a little minority group that'll gather out under the inspiration of God, producing again the life of Jesus Christ, not by emotions, not by creeds, but by the Word. That's supposed to happen. When you see these things happening, you know the hour you are living in.
Amen.
A group under the inspiration of God, producing again Jesus Christ. How? By the inspired words of God.
Amen.
Taking that word into our hearts and speaking it back upon our lips. When a spirit-born, spirit-filled man in faith takes the word in his heart and places it upon his lips, why, that is just the same as deity speaking. Every mountain has to go. Satan cannot stand before that man. That's thus saith the message of the hour. Hallelujah. The Bible foretells by prophecy what day we're living in and the time we're living in and what kind of events ought to be taking place. It foretells it exactly to the letter. It's never missed one age all the time. Not one time, and it'll never miss.
Amen.
For we who are predestinated to see it will see it.
Amen.
Oh my God, our maker by his building shout. Those who are predestinated to see it, they will see it.
Amen.
Do you see it? Do you see it? Those predestinated to see it, they will see it. Hey devil, they will see it. No man can come to me except my Father draws him. And all that my Father hath given will come. Listen to this. It's the Word joining the Word. It can't do nothing else. We know it's the hour we're living.
woman with the blood issue. She said that. If ye shall say, what is it? When you're out from under Babylon, when you're out from under unbelief, when you're out from under superstition, when you're out from under all these things, and you're filled with God's own life, your voice is His voice. Amen. Amen. You are, he said. You are because I spoke it. A prophet under inspiration is telling you you're the final voice to the final age. Living under the influence of the supernatural to believe these things, to accept these things. That little girl giving that testimony of her faith of a prophet caused an immortal story to be wrote in the Bible. And you, my brother, my sister, taking the inspiration of the word for our day and speaking it back upon our lips will produce the life of Christ back in the church again. And they will write another book of Acts behind it. Because we've been restored to the faith of our fathers by the inspiration of the revelation of the mysteries that's been revealed under the opening of the seals. God gave us His mind. God gave us His mind. Be thou thus minded. As the judgment rod was in the hand of Moses, so is the name of Jesus in the hand of the believer today. Hold that name over your family. Hold that name over your home. Hold that name over your church. Hold that name over your... Hold that name. For the Bible says in Proverbs 18:21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Yes, words of inspiration, words of life speaking in the name of Jesus. Speaking in the name of Jesus. You'll not take my child. You will not take my family in the name of Jesus. I will be an overcomer. I will make the rapture in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. You believe? What is the name of Jesus? What is the name of Jesus? It's the name of God's family on the earth. Jesus is the human name of God. Amen. And we bear His name. For where is our God? He's in us. Create. The prophet said, if you had that much of God, about the size of a button in your heart, you could speak a world and go live on it by the creative power of the Almighty God. We are sons and daughters of God. You know, I did my DNA. Oh, I ain't going to say that much, but I will say this. I could go to any continent in the earth and be at home. That's all I'm going to say. And I was doing DNA. I'm closing. I was doing DNA. I found out you get 50% from your daddy and 50% of your DNA comes from your mama. And that's why your brother, he can be 50% Irish, and you might only be 30% Irish, and you'll be 50% English, and he might be 20% Irish, even though your brother's is because he got so much from his mama that you didn't get, and you got so much from your daddy that he didn't get, but you both get 50% from each one of them. You understand that? I don't either, so. But when I was reading that, and I found a quote, where Brother Branham said, that God is my father. So I get 50% from my father, spiritually speaking. Then I found a quote where Brother Branham said that God is my mother. That no matter what I get from my mama or what I get from my daddy, I'm getting the same thing. As Brother Tracy said, it's just God, honey. It's just all God. Amen. Who are we? We are the children of the Most High God. Do you believe it?
Stand to your feet and receive it today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. That's who we are. That's who we are today. Amen. Glory. Glory. Oh, let's give him a hand this morning.
Sing us something, Lord. I'm getting old. Oh, do you love him this morning? Well, Brother Dow, I'm going through this. That may be true, but Jesus is here this morning. The inspired word is here this morning. Cast it down today. In the name of Jesus, cast it down today.
There's power in the name of Jesus.
The blood of the Lamb of God has made us free. What are you going to sing, buddy? Yes, amen. Let's sing. Do you love him this morning? Anybody need prayer, we'd be glad to pour water. I feel good. Oh, hallelujah. Who I am, Lord, this is who we are. The world will not be able to stop us.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power. Break every chain. every chain, break every chain, break every chain. Oh, break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is healing in the name of Jesus. There is healing in the name of Jesus.
Imagine what it must have been like when Naaman went back home. Perhaps his wife was in the kitchen. She heard the door open. She went running in to see it was Naaman. He said, "Honey, I'm home. Look at me. Look at me, honey. My skin is like a baby's skin. I'm clean. I'm clean." Naaman dipped 7 times. And the 7th time he came up clean. His skin as it were of a baby. But I say to you this morning, you don't have to dip 7 times. 1 dip in the bleach of Jesus, He makes us clean. He makes us whole. Do you love Him today? Can we just lay hands on one another just before we close? Call that name of Jesus over your brother. There's great needs here, friends, among us. But there's not a need here greater than our Lord. Our young people, Satan trying to sift them.
What a mighty God Jesus is.
Trying to attack our families, our marriages, our church. But I believe there's power in the name of Jesus. It breaks every chain that Satan would try to place on us. That person beside you, they're not heavy. They're your brother. We're in this thing together. We're pressing on together. And it wouldn't be the same without you. So let's all just go together. If 2018 maybe wasn't too kind to you, put those things of the past year behind you. Drop them in the bleach of His blood. It's a new beginning of a new year. Let's go forth in His name this morning. Our God opens blinded eyes. Hear what the doctors say. Don't mean nothing. He makes the lame walk. He delivers asthma. God delivers asthma. He delivers arthritis, type 2 diabetes, hearing trouble, menopause, cancer, besetting sins. All drops away at the name of Jesus. And nobody can pray like you pray. You pray from your heart today for your brother. For we are in a battle. And when we're in a battle, you talk to soldiers that's been in combat. We stick together. We're a body of believers. Speak words of inspiration this morning to your brother, to your sister. Heavenly Father, Lord, I love you this morning. And Father, these are my brothers. These are my sisters. Some of them, Lord, I've known since I was a little boy when my feet wouldn't touch the floor. I've looked up to them all my life. Uncle Calvin, others, Lord. They're our family. They're our brothers or our sisters. And Lord, maybe they're going through a hard time today. Maybe they're battling a great fear that Satan has placed upon them by our doctor's report or something. Lord, I don't know, but Thou knowest, God. And I pray today, Lord, may the spirit we feel, Lord, may it electrify the congregation today. May You flow, dear God, from one to the other to the other. May the sweet Holy Spirit, Lord, pass each pew, each person, Lord. May the chains fall off today. May the gloom, the oppression, the nervousness, the asthma, the arthritis, may it melt away today. May we arise, dear God, under the inspiration of the Word and declare, I'm healed, I'm free. The blood of the Lamb has made me free. Father, I ask today for my brothers, Lord, those battling in their minds, dear God, may You deliver them, Lord. Bring them back to the right mind today. Lord, those with marital trouble, financial trouble, those needing jobs, God, whatever the need would be today, in the name of Jesus, by the same anointing that raised Jessica up and gave her back to me, by that same anointing today, God, may You raise them up, Lord. Lord, may they go out testifying. Lord, may the word today produce a faith in their hearts that all things are truly possible with You, Lord. And may we go confessing it. May we go expecting it, Lord, believing it, God. Because we didn't ask a man, we asked the living God. May You do these things. Satan, you're defeated. Come out of the people this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. For the glory of God, we ask it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And amen. Do you love Him this morning? You know that song, Brother Joe, what a beautiful name it is. The name of Jesus. Amen. No, that song, nothing can compare to this. That's it. Amen. Let's just worship Him before we go this morning. I trust I've not kept you too long. Certainly enjoyed being with you this weekend. Amen. Let's just worship Him just before we go. Have a wonderful day with your family. Don't eat too much. Remember your resolution. Don't do what I did. Them biscuits were just too much. I love you all. God bless you richly. Amen. Sing it for us, buddy. Let's just worship Him. Amen.
You were the Word in the beginning. One with God the Lord Most High. In glory in creation. What a beautiful name it is.
thankful to be in church this morning. Don't you appreciate the word, Brother Darrell, so much. God bless you. Let's just go this morning. Take that word with us. Remember service Wednesday night. Let's sing What a Mighty God Jesus Is. That's what you're singing as you go this morning.
What a mighty God Jesus is. What a mighty God Jesus is. Heaven and earth adore Him. His people.